This week in the Missouri Senate, we preview the next regular legislative session.
The last 10 years, I've been trying to find a funding solution for transportation.
Yeah, I think we obviously have an infrastructure that needs to be updated.
Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz of Sullivan says transportation remains a priority for him.
The legislature is going to have some political courage in order to address this issue. I'm not an advocate of GR revenue dollars being diverted to take care of it. I think the user fee through the motor fuel tax is the best way to fund our roads and bridges, and we just need to step up and we need to find a way to make sure that we can adequately fund roads and bridges.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Kansas City agrees something should be done.
We've been waiting for Infrastructure Week for a long time here in the state of Missouri, and I think that we have to have a global discussion of how we go about doing it, how we go about paying for it, obviously, and what exactly it could be that we get from the federal government in regards to an actual infrastructure plan nationally, and what we need to do as a state as far as taxes and things like that to try to get it done.
Senator Schatz adds lawmakers are looking at how to pay for improvements.
Maybe vehicle miles traveled. That would be something that we could have a conversation about. But I'm not sure that we're ready to go there yet. But I do think that that mechanism in itself could address the issue of the amount of fuel mileage and things that are causing pressure on the funding source right now. But I do think for right now, I think something that we could do to get us down the road maybe 10, 15, 20 years by an increase in motor fuel tax would probably be the best mechanism we could use right now.
Senator Rizzo says this comes down to the legislature.
So that's kind of what we'll have to figure out between the chambers and get to understand exactly how we're going to do that. I think a few years ago we took GR out, which is general revenue, to try to give it a bit of a spike and spend some money on there to fix some bridges. So we'll kick around a lot of different ideas and hopefully come up with something to help the infrastructure.
Senator Schatz also says, for the most part, Missouri's economy has maintained.
But I think the economy in general, the manufacturing, construction-related jobs and things like that, there's an abundance of opportunity out there, and I think that's going to continue. The outlook is very good for that, but we need to get everybody, every sector of the economy, clicking on all cylinders. And when we do that, you know, I think we're going to see Missouri's economy rapidly come back to where it was and maybe exceed where we're at in 2020.
But Senator Rizzo says the economy is not doing well.
I think that the numbers sometimes can be a little bit deceiving. You have a lot of people out there that don't have a job, haven't had a job, and unfortunately aren't looking for a job because maybe it's not there. We've knocked out, I think I saw an article not long ago, we've knocked out 2 decades of job growth during this pandemic. We're just going to have to dust ourselves off and try to move forward and create those jobs again.
Session will start on Wednesday. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of pre-filed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.